Thanks. Hello. So my name is Vasiliki Gadzgiaki, and I'm a data engineer with Wikirate International. And I'm going to talk about how Wikirate empowers communities for transparent corporate impact research and analysis. But before we get into details about what Wikirate is, I would like to talk a little bit about what is the problem with environmental, social, and governance data of companies. So usually when it comes to ESG data, we can say that they are expensive, exclusive, and inconsistent. There are a lot of data sets hidden behind paywalls. So individuals need to pay thousands of euros per year to get access. There are a lot of ratings. There are a lot of organizations actually producing ratings about companies. But the problem is they don't provide access to the low-level data set, so it's difficult really to understand what they are rating. And also, yeah, they don't make the methodologies transparent or the sources transparent. Finally, the last few years, companies started reporting more ESG data in a text format, in sustainability reports. But the problem is that a lot of company reporting is not standardized, and that hinders large-scale analysis and comparisons between companies. So what makes open research so important in the context of corporate accountability? It actually fosters transparency in corporate practices and empowers different stakeholders, especially people that don't traditionally have access to those data, that they don't, let's say, investors, and they don't have the money to pay to get access of this ESG data. It encourages collaborations in global scale and promotes data-driven decision and policy making and drives positive changes. So Wikirate is an open source, open data platform that brings corporate ESG data together in one place, making it accessible, comparable, and free for all. Is a wiki, that means that anyone who has a passion for sustainability and ESG data can come to the platform, contribute to the research, contribute to the available data, and organize their own research as well. So our community is mainly comprised of civil society organizations, academics, university students, data and sustainability enthusiasts. And we strongly believe that in research and in researching companies, everything starts with a question and ends with an answer. So I would like to give you a sort of overview of the structure of the data on Wikirate. So these research questions, we call them metrics. And we can have for each metric several answers. And each answer is linked to a specific company, a year of reference, and a specific source. So here we have an example about, did Airbnb UK Limited produce a statement in relation to any modern slavery legislation or act in 2022? And the answer in this case was yes. It produced a modern slavery statement under the UK Modern Slavery Act, and there is a source and citation actually linked to this answer that links to the actual modern slavery statement of the specific company. So in Wikirate, in addition to research metrics, we provide also calculated metrics as a tools for calculations and for analysis. We can say that research metrics are actually the building blocks for analysis, and the calculated metrics actually are built on top of research metrics and allow users to run calculations. So we do have namely wiki ratings, score metrics, formula metrics, and more specifically, formula metrics allow users to run their own calculations in CoffeeScript, so they can be quite complex or not complex. It depends on what the users want to do with the data. So, and this actually, this calculated metrics helps to bring transparency into ratings. Here we have an example with the Fashion Transparency Index. It's actually a rating that scores companies, fashion companies, based on how transparent they are on different sustainability topics. We are called, we're a partner, we have a partnership with Fashion Revolution, which is also an NGO, and they're building, they do this analysis and research, and so we're helping them to actually make the research, the data, the ratings, the analysis, everything transparent, available to the public. So one source of data on Wikirate is, of course, data that are coming from the ground, from civil society organizations, but also there are a lot of data in the public domain. So it's easier to bring structured data and semi-structured data and building data integration pipelines to Wikirate. But of course, we do have the challenge of unstructured data and how we are going to bring those kind of answers into the platform. So for those reasons, we are performing research projects, and we have called for volunteers to come and research those reports and finding answers to questions on specific topics like modern slavery, greenhouse gas emissions, etc. So how is the data used? One use case of Wikirate data is building data dashboards that are actually used for advocating for change. One example is Fashion Checker, which was developed in partnership with Clean Clothes Campaign, and actually advocates for worker rights, especially worker rights on the supply chains of fast fashion companies. We have the Beyond Compliance dashboard that was also a partnership with Walk Free Foundation and is a living data dashboard that assesses modern slavery reporting and tries to highlight gaps on modern slavery reporting and push for new legislations and for new policies. Also, the data is used for writing news articles and producing help CSOs, civil society organization, produce reports and making research findings and analysis transparent. So it's also using for writing research papers. These are some of those. Wikirate data are free, are under Creative Commons license. So it's welcome to anyone to use the data, export the data. They can do it through the API, through the user interface. We have an available RESTful API and several wrappers that we allow users to pull data from the platform, also contribute data to the platform if they want to. And we also have a GraphQL endpoint that allow users to form more dynamic queries based on their needs. So where to start with Wikirate? If you're interested in contributing data, you can always say, start with the guides, please. Read the guides, as most of the questions are answered there. But of course, if you have any more questions, you can directly contact us. We have several projects that they're in need of contributors. You can help us improve the data. We have a verification task. We're done verification tasks. So we ask the help of the community to help us with this process. And if you are interested in volunteering, these links are available to the slides. You can contact us if you want to share ideas with us, form partnerships, or get support. As I said in the beginning, Wikirate is an open source project written in Ruby. You can check out our GitHub repository, and if you want to get started with Wikirate and DECO, you can do it. And you can also create, if you want, your own data dashboards if you're interested in ESG data. So, I think that's all from my side. Maybe it was too fast, but thank you.
We have maybe 4 minutes for questions.
Yeah, so we are considering. I'm sorry. The question was about if AI help us in any way obtaining data from the public domain. So the answer is that we are considering using now AI and LLMs for extracting actually more structured answers from text reports. But still, we are in the test process. So yeah, hope that I answered your question. Yeah.
How much of companies are covered by the data set? Is there specific industries you are targeting?
Yeah. So yeah, we have about. I'm sorry. Yeah. The question was how many companies we cover at the moment on the platform. So we cover about 1,400,000 companies. The biggest focus on research or on the biggest companies, so more data can be found under very popular, let's say, companies. And because we did have a lot of projects on the fashion industry, we do have a lot of data about fashion companies. And in total at the moment, we have 5 million answers. So yeah. Any other questions? Yeah, sorry.
So it's open to contribution, as far as I recall, and you mentioned some verifiers. I wanted to ask, how do you make sure the data is consistent, and how do you go through the checks and see if incoming data is reliable?
Yeah, so yeah, the question is how we check that the data that are coming into the platform is reliable. And of course, this is a question also because we are doing crowd research. Sometimes people do not have the expertise on ESG topics. And what we do is we have different verification levels. So we consider an answer verified when more than two people have come to the same conclusion. And you can see on the platform that we have steward verified and community verified. Stewards usually are members of the community that they have more expertise on the specific topics that the research is about.
Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm always the person that's like, let's squeeze as many questions as possible. So we'll do really rapid question right now.
The question is if this could be expanded to cover other types of data. Yes, it can. It's again about environmental data, but one use case that it comes on the top of my mind, now we're having companies, you can have something similar for countries. So you can highlight, for instance, the electricity or water usage or CO2 emissions per country and not focusing specific on companies.
Thank you so much.